This is The Best Ideas, a Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Imaginary Golux and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing Poe Dameron Finn, with additional tags for wall sex, PWP, no redeeming social value, fluff. This is a short interlude in the recovery verse. "Can I try something?" Finn asks. "Of course," Poe says. Because for someone who knew nothing about sex when they got together, Finn has really good ideas. Also because Finn has three fingers deep in Poe's ass right now, and Poe would agree to nearly anything if it meant Finn would finally stop teasing and fuck him already. But Finn is pulling his hand away. "What?" And standing up. "Wait, no. What?" And Poe makes a rather embarrassing sound of distress. Finn pulls him to his feet, tugs him until he's standing against one of the walls, and then gets both hands under Poe's ass and lifts. Poe can't help the moan that seems to come from the bottom of his soul. Nor can he help grabbing desperately at Finn's shoulders, or wrapping his legs tightly around Finn's waist because, oh, curving hell yes. "You have the best ideas, buddy," he gasps. Finn grins. "You like that I'm stronger than you," he says, and Poe manages to grin back. "Do right," he says. And wriggles a little, just because he can. "You caught me," he adds. And Finn laughs and leans forward to kiss him. "I did," he says, pulling away several minutes later. "What should I do with you?" Poe lets his head fall back and thunk against the wall. "Why did I teach you to be a tease?" he sighs. "Why?" Finn's chuckle reverberates in Poe's bones. "Because you like it," Finn says, and leans forward to set his teeth into the curve of Poe's neck and shoulder. Poe whimpers. "Griffing hell, but he likes this. Likes it when Finn gets a little insistent, a little forceful. Likes being manhandled. Likes wearing the marks of Finn's teeth for everyone to see. And, oh, that is going to leave a mark. Poe's going to have a bruise on his neck and matching bruises on his hips from how tight Finn's holding him, and he is going to love it." Finn shifts him a little, lifts Poe a little higher, and then pulls him down and, oh, crap, yes, there! Poe lets himself sag back against the wall, safe in Finn's strong arms, and moans as Finn's cock opens him up. "So good. Always so good. And even better than usual now, with the wall on one side and Finn's warm strength on the other, and Finn's hands hot and bruising on his hips." Finn lifts his head from leaving a really remarkable bruise on Poe's neck, long enough to ask, "Fast or slow?" "Fast," Poe says. Begs, if he's being honest with himself. And Finn chuckles again, spreads his legs a little to brace himself better. Poe moans because, oh, that felt interesting, and puts his back into it. Poe goes from moaning to whimpering to little incoherent noises a lot faster than he's willing to admit. Finn sets his teeth into the other side of Poe's neck, and that's enough to send Poe screaming over the edge. As he shakes apart, he hears Finn swearing softly, feels him tense and shiver between Poe's legs. So that's all right. Finn's strength holds out long enough for him to carry Poe the two steps to the bunk and drop him gently onto it. Then Finn flops down next to Poe and sprawls out over him, tucking his head into the curve of Poe's neck. Poe hums happily. while sex and cuddling? What more does a man need? You have good ideas, he says after a few minutes of catching his breath. Finn chuckles, breath warm against a new bruise on Poe's neck. I have the best ideas, he replies. Poe can't quite disagree, but he can definitely still tease. Even the thing with the pudding and the aerosol canister? Finn raises his head and gives Poe an exaggerated pout. I thought you weren't going to bring that up again. Not around anyone else, Poe promises, and is laughing even as Finn kisses him. The end.